My guest at this time is Bishop E.W. Jackson. He is the founder of STAND, Staying True to America's National Destiny, and he was the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor in Virginia in 2013. Bishop Jackson supports Ted Cruz in the race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination, but he is also the author of a new open letter to all Republicans to get behind the eventual Republican nominee, even if it is Donald Trump, which appears increasingly likely. Bishop Jackson joins me now to explain why. And, sir, it's always an honor to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
What convinced you to write this letter now?
Well, I'm profoundly concerned about the stark and mean-spirited differences that are emerging between these candidates that are, by and large, personal, not always policy, and that this is going to interfere with their ability to mend fences and come together. In fact, I've heard them make statements that they'll never support each other. That's terrible for the party. It's terrible for the general election. And I decided that I'd had enough of it. It's just time to say, look, we need to call for unity, and we need to prepare to defeat Hillary Clinton.
You also point out in the letter that this isn't just something you're observing. It's something you've experienced. As I mentioned in the introduction, you were part of a conservative Republican ticket in Virginia in 2013, which ultimately lost all three races for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. You point out in your letter that the party did not fully unify behind the ticket. Explain why that was so lethal.
Oh, it was because very prominent Republicans who, for personal reasons perhaps, maybe reasons that I don't fully understand, decided that they were going to do everything in their power to undermine the ticket. In effect, for a short time there, we really didn't have a party. Not to speak of. It was just a gang of individuals who were divided against each other and didn't care whether the party won or not, just cared that the people that they didn't like lost. And of course, they got their wish. And the Commonwealth has suffered as a result. And I don't want our country to suffer as a result of the same kind of behavior at the national level.
Some, of course, of the frustration between supporters of the different candidates for the Republican nomination is just over loyalty to the candidates. But I'm sure you're aware of the hashtag Never Trump movement, which believes Trump simply is not a conservative. And if he is elected, would not be promoting conservative ideals. And it's not necessarily a personal thing. They just don't think he'd be a good president. What do you say to them?
Would they prefer Hillary Clinton? I mean, it's very simple. Would they prefer Hillary Clinton? Because she is the alternative. Look, we're not dealing with this in a vacuum. It's not either Trump or Jesus. I mean, it's Trump or Hillary Clinton. And so, yeah, Trump is certainly a flawed candidate from my perspective. I mean, I'm not supporting him right now. I'm supporting Ted Cruz. But Trump does espouse pro-life positions. Trump does espouse the importance of the free market and creating jobs. Trump does express his concern about the erosion of religious liberty in our country. I mean, he has said some things that give me hope. I have absolutely no hope with Hillary Clinton. So to me, it's a no-brainer.
Do you think the party can unify?
Well, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that it does. And look, all I can do is hope. I don't know. I know we're getting close to the end of this thing, in my view, and it's time to stop attacking each other on personal issues and start sticking with policy issues. If we do that, I think there's still time to heal whatever rifts there are and say we've got to come together for the good, not just of the Republican Party, frankly, that's secondary. We got to come together for the good of the country unless we want 8 more years potentially of Barack Obama policies.
Elaborate on that a little bit more. You and I have talked about these things in the past, so I know largely where you stand on Hillary Clinton, but you kind of painted a picture of where people who don't think Trump is conservative enough can perhaps find some hope. Explain why Hillary Clinton gives you zero hope.
Hillary Clinton is a creature of the far left. I know they like to paint her as being more moderate, but Hillary Clinton is a Saul Alinsky devotee. She was discipled by him. She clearly uses the free market when she wants to, but I have no doubt that she sees the free market as the enemy of equality and the enemy of fairness, and will do the same thing that Barack Obama has done. Hillary Clinton is clearly a major supporter of Planned Parenthood, thinks it's just the greatest thing since Carter's little liver pills were invented, and she's going to do everything in her power, not only to preserve, but to expand the power of Planned Parenthood. And Hillary Clinton has never once even spoken about any threats to religious liberty. Hillary Clinton, in my view, is certainly not going to defend our allies and punish our enemies, I think she's going to follow Barack Obama's policies of appeasement. So, I mean, I just read an article in the Wall Street Journal that pointed out that we've had 7 years of near non-growth in our economy, 5.5%, 1%, 2%. That means lost jobs, lost wages, a lot of American people suffering a decline in their levels of standard of living. And if we want 8 more years of that, and which is exactly, in my view, what Hillary Clinton would give us, we'd have to be crazy. At least I think Donald Trump understands the free market economy, understands what it means to create jobs, and I think he would be about the business of business, which would be very good for America. And some of the other issues we may not always agree on, but I mean, my goodness, I have far more agreement with him than I do with her.
Let's talk about how the unity could happen. Obviously, if Trump, by the end of the primaries, can clinch enough pledged delegates, the situation in Cleveland will be far less tumultuous than if he does not. And I'm guessing that's when you would certainly ask people to unify, if not sooner. But if Trump doesn't get there, but he's close, do you then also advocate unity, or do you advocate a vigorous but fair convention fight, and then whoever emerges, unify behind that?
Well, look, I want to be cautious here because I am loyal to Ted Cruz. I've been supporting him from early on in his campaign. But I think that if Donald Trump gets within striking distance, I mean, gets very close, if he gets within 100 votes or less, and there's some who think that he's going to do better than that, he's going to reach and exceed the mark. But let's just say he gets within 100 votes. I think to try to deny Donald Trump the nomination is going to fracture the party, perhaps irreparably. And at that point, I would really have some soul-searching to do. While I think Ted Cruz would make a better president, and I would prefer to see Ted Cruz as president. Like I said, if it's between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, I prefer Donald Trump. And at that point, I might have to say, look, it's just time to wait. Ted Cruz is young enough that he can come back, young enough that maybe we'll see him as president of the United States one day, that maybe this is just not his time. Now, we're not there yet, but we may come to that point.
Very last question. The Virginia convention is ongoing right now, I believe, and certainly this weekend. What's your read? What are you hearing from the folks there?
I'm sitting right outside the convention right now. I'm a delegate. I'm hearing, frankly, a lot of division going on. And I'm going to do everything I can to try to bring some peace to this convention, try to bring people together. There's a fight over the chairmanship. I think that could get a little ugly because it's been ugly with some of the advertising leading up to now. And, of course, there are some rules issues and some issues over who's going to be temporary chairman that may cause a lot of tension, shall we say, in the convention. But I think in the end we'll come out okay. I think in the end everything will be fine. But right now, yeah, there's some issues that need to be resolved.
Well, nothing about this campaign has been dull, Bishop Jackson, and it sounds like that has not changed, at least at the Virginia convention. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Bishop E.W. Jackson is the founder of Stand, Staying True to America's National Destiny. He was also the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor in Virginia in 2013. And as you just heard, he's a delegate to the Virginia Republican Convention this weekend. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.